This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A former Iowa State University professor is receiving a prestigious U.S. Meat Export Federation award. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation announced the 2025 recipients of its two most prestigious awards. It will be honored November 13th at the U.S. MEF Strategic Planning Conference in Indianapolis. National Association of State Departments of Agriculture CEO Ted McKinney, who also previously served as the first USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, will receive the Michael J. Mansfield Award.
I remember on those many, many travels, I think after, well, I got cut short by a year with COVID, but in my 2.5 years, we did just shy of a half a million international air miles. And we had another 250 planned for that final year, but got cut out. There may have been a trip that I was on where I didn't see an MEF representative, but I don't remember it. We always sought them out because they're very wise to that market. They know the people, the culture, the ups and the downs and the dynamics of trade, including barriers to trade. And so I remember those fondly, and it just adds a great deal, even more meaning to receipt of this award.
Dermot Hayes, who recently retired as an Iowa State University professor and consulting economist for both the National Pork Board and National Pork Producers Council, will receive the U.S. MEF Distinguished Service Award.
Last year, I went to Guatemala to look at the market there and met with your representative, and that just blew me away. Central America is just one huge opportunity. I think 80% of the pork in Honduras is sourced out of the U.S. That's all the pork consumed in that country. And then there's Southeast Asia. There's as many people in Southeast Asia as there are in China. And so as their economies grow because of free trade, then the U.S. pork industry will have fantastic opportunities.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.